With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Relations between the U.S. and Ukraine have taken a turn for the worse. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky have engaged in a bitter public feud, which is souring relations between the two countries. Zelensky, unhappy that he was left out of last week's talks to end the Ukraine-Russia war, said Donald Trump was living in a Russian-made disinformation space and wanted the White House team to be more truthful. The president snapped back, calling Zelensky a dictator without elections, and even blamed the Ukrainian leader for Russia's invasion 3 years ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says he may put the U.S. Postal Service under the control of the Commerce Department. He's seeking ways to stop losses at the 78 billion dollar a year agency. It has struggled to balance the books since the decline of first-class mail with the internet. International efforts to end the Russia-Ukraine war are ramping up, but they're not all on the same page.
There's a big week of diplomacy ahead, with President Macron visiting the White House tomorrow and Sir Keir Starmer heading to Washington on Thursday. The Prime Minister says America must be part of Ukraine's security guarantee, but also accepts European countries must spend more on defence. The Foreign Secretary David Lammy has said the UK will unveil a raft of new sanctions against Russia tomorrow to turn the screws on Moscow.
BBC correspondent Ben Wright. Israel says it's scaling up a week-long offensive in the occupied West Bank, sending in tanks to a terrorist stronghold and pledging to keep troops in place for the next year in areas where the Palestinians have been evacuated. Israel's defense minister says that troops will not allow residents to return, at least not yet. This is SRN News. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has moved to dismiss six of its own cases on behalf of workers alleging so-called gender identity discrimination, arguing the cases now conflict with President Trump's recent executive order. This is a major change for the EEOC from the Biden years. In 2024, the agency changed its guidance to specify that deliberately using the wrong pronouns for an employee or refusing them access to whatever bathrooms they desire constituted a form of harassment. President Trump is working to undo Mr. Biden's promotion of transgenderism in government. Bad news for Christians in Nicaragua. The legislature has approved a new constitution that makes President Manuel Ortega a virtual dictator and gives his wife similar powers. Ortega, whose communist Sandinista party took control in Nicaragua in the 1980s, would specifically be able to override all guarantees of freedom of religion. This is SRN News. A famous sled dog race forced to track farther north in Alaska this year.
A lack of snow along a dangerous stretch of the world-famous Iditarod sled dog race has led to its rerouting for the fourth time in its history. The ceremonial start will still be in Anchorage next Saturday, but the official start for the 33 teams will be 2 days later in Fairbanks, about 360 miles north, where it also began in 2003, 2015, and 2017. The race takes about 10 days all told, with the winner crossing the finish line in Nome. George Williams reporting.
Thieves used a stolen card to buy a winning French lottery ticket worth 500,000 euros, but they vanished before cashing in. Now they're amongst France's most famous fugitives. The man whose card was stolen is offering to split the cash with the lucky winners. Prosecutors might try and seize it. Of course, if the thieves come out and try and claim it, they'll be arrested. This is SRN News.